And before I get into called Rooted and Grounded in Love, I would like for Sue to play a song. This is from the Jesus Revolution, which I'm part of. And Sue, I'd like you to play this because we are one body. A lot of praise. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is why we're here, to be part of the next Jesus Revolution. You don't have to dress like we did, but it sure would be good if you thought like we did. Because we were the group of hippies that wanted to know. Tina, you're back there. I know you since 74, darling. And we're talking about rooted and grounded in love. Rooted and grounded in love. Listen, folks, only God can change the world. That's me on the left. That's me as part of the Jesus Revolution. That's Pego when she was 20. That's what I lived in. I lived in a yellow and white milk truck that I bought in Washington State and drove all the way down the Pacific Coast Highway for months, stopping at every commune I could along the way and just imbibing in the redwoods in the night and the people all the way down to San Francisco. And that's a lot like the pop festival I went to earlier than that, where Jimi Hendrix and all these people were. There were 500,000 people there in Byron, Georgia with me, and there wasn't one violent incident. I mean, people hear about Woodstock, where a lot of crazy stuff happened in Monterey. This was in Georgia, south of Atlanta. I went to a pop festival with 500,000 people, and there was not one incidence of violence. People, if we're a bunch of messed up people on dope, not even knowing where we are, what we're doing, and we can be nonviolent, the world has a chance. The world has a chance. My vision is to see the gospel of Christ freely preached into every nation around the world. I know there are a lot of people saying, this is it, Christ is coming back. Look, Jesus says no man's going to know the time or seasons. He says he's going to come back when everybody's saying peace and safety. Is anybody in here saying peace and safety?
No.
I'm not. The world is a mess. He says he's going to come like a thief in the night. Most of the people are saying he's about to come. Is that a thief in the night? Paul thought he was coming back in his lifetime. He was convinced. So people, do not. Hey, if he comes back today, tomorrow, next year, I think that's awesome. But I'm going to live like he's not. I'm going to preach like there's no tomorrow. I'm going to tell everybody out there about Jesus' love, because when you start thinking that other way, you know what you do? You let off the gas and you're back on the mini bike. You let off the gas and you're back on the mini bike. We got to preach like we're going to live for another 1,000 years. Hey, that's in God's hands, right? But if anybody's out there speculating, guess what? I can speculate too. And I'm saying what the Word says is we're going to be living in peace and safety. So you take that for what you will. I don't want to mess up anybody's theology here, but I'm just telling you what the Bible says. So, and here's the key. For God so loved, he gave. He gave, he gave, he gave. And love is, if you really want to know what love is, it's an act of worship. Every time we love ourselves or another, we are worshiping God because we're doing God's will. Mm-hmm. When you do God's will, what is that? It's an act of worship, right? Yeah. And boy, if just this group, and I believe we're getting more and more there, and Sunday will cement everything, we are coming together as one. I want us to call each other. I want us to text each other. I want us to stay in touch. So this body of Christ is a love bomb in the ocean of God's love, and we're part of the solution. We're part of the solution. I just stand up for a second. Just stand up for 1 second. Push your chair back. Stand up. Walk to somebody close to you and hug them and say, I love you. Now, did that hurt? Did that feel good? And we can do this more and more and more to people that we know, to strangers. I mean, you can be seated or stand. I don't care what you do. It's free will. But look, I have strangers come up to me in the supermarket, in parking lots, and start telling me their life story and ask me if they can hug me. And when I discern the spirit that there's nothing evil, you know, because I'm going to check it out. I'm not going to let everybody hug me. But when I go to God, discerning of spirits, and their heart is right, I don't care. I hug homeless people all the time at the Hope House. They have maybe haven't had a bath for a week. Look, folks, we are love. We are masterpieces. Look at Ephesians chapter 3, please. This is how to be your highest. Look at that. Look at that picture. Whew! I picture that in my mind every morning, man. I am rocking and rolling for Jesus. And you know what in Ephesians, what Ephesians 3, 14 through 21 is not?
Religion.
Actually, it's not a prayer for wisdom. It's not a prayer for wealth. It's not a prayer for health. It's a prayer for love. Because if you have love, all those other things will be used correctly. You could even use wisdom wrong without love. Love is the starting place. And so just in your Bibles, please read along with me in chapter 14. Chapter 3, 14. You know what I'm saying. That's what I always tell people. You know what I'm saying. Just figure me out. Figure me out here. For this cause, and Paul has just told him about the mystery of the one body, Jew and Gentile, fellow heirs, that God inhabits us. He says, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Named means he's your covering. He's your daddy. A husband and a father is supposed to be the covering for that family. God is the covering for us, like under the shelter of his wing, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you according to the poverty of his weakness. What is he? According to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by your own self. How? By tapping into his spirit, the inner man that lives in you. Why? Verse 17, that Christ may visit once in a while. Christ may come and stay for the weekend on a vacation.
Dwell.
No, that he may dwell. You know what dwell means? You're there. You're dwelling. It's in you. It ain't going anywhere. You just got to recognize it. That Christ may dwell in your hearts by what?
Faith.
We keep inviting him in so that you can be rooted and grounded in what?
Love.
Love. The great things of the heart, people, are always love. So you want to go to the tree? God is our dwelling place 24/7, and here's the deal. Every horticulturist or arbiter, I don't know what they call, arborators, whatever the people that do grounds, I don't know the name. Everybody knows it works with plants. The root system of a tree is twice as big as the canopy. Mm-hmm. If the canopy's this big, the root system's this big and this deep. So when we're rooted and grounded in love, you know what that means? We're fertilizing ourselves by operating the Spirit. We're miracle growing ourselves by fellowshipping with like-minded believers. We're tilling the soil by praying much. We're watering the plant. This is so important, watering the plant by getting in the flow. Hey, if there's a river that flows from the throne of God and it makes glad the people of God, that's called a flow. That's called a river. You can do all that other stuff, but if you don't start living in the flow, the fruit begins. I'm Italian. Not really. I'm Irish. Do they use their hands a lot when they talk? I don't know. But what happens if you don't give all the nutrients to the tree? The fruit begins to wither and die. So of all the things that might be new to people in here is the flow. That is so important. It's the faucet. It's the water. It's the keeping you hydrated. How many times a day do you drink water or something? A bunch, right? All through the day? Could you get dry mouth? That's, you should be in the flow that much or more. It's essential to the growth of the fruit in your life. So, verse 18. This is why I got on my 5-year quest for energy, how energy works. Verse 18. That you may be able to comprehend. Doesn't say you'll fully understand, but you begin to get the picture, okay? It's going to come a lot through emotions and things you feel, God, in your heart, that you may be able to comprehend in your spirit with all saints what is the breadth, length, and depth, and height. How many dimensions are mentioned in that verse?
Four
dimensions. Does anybody know what kind of world we live in?
Three
dimensions. So what's that saying? It's going to take you to a whole new dimension of life. because we live simultaneously in the physical and in the supernatural. And when Christ dwells in your heart, you find yourself walking more in the fourth dimension than the three dimensions. You find yourself more living out of that heavenly part that's inside of you than you do making decisions on your own, being selfish, ignoring God. You feel the presence of Jesus every place you go. You feel the beauty of Jesus inside you. Is that a bad thing or a good thing, class? Thank you very much.
Really good thing.
I think you can go to the next slide, Sue. I think it was, I don't know who said it, but you can look him up. I live, yet not I, but Christ, Paul said it, lives in me. Oh, sorry, Galatians 2:20. We're going to stay in Ephesians, though. I live. I'm alive. I'm walking around. I'm a person. I'm talking. I'm speaking. I'm hearing. Yet not I. That sounds like a conundrum. Why? But Christ lives through me. Through me. It's not just my life. Like Michelle said, He owns us. He bought us. See this painting? It cost God everything for us to have His Spirit. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who what? Loved me and gave Himself for me. The more you wrap your mind around that, the more you are transported to that other dimension. When I was a young believer 49 years ago, I used to think, well, God, if you could take a vacuum cleaner and put it on my ear and suck out Holy Spirit, would I drop dead? You know what He said? Yep. Because Holy Spirit is literally the battery, the electric plug, whatever you want to call it. It is the life force in your body. And when you live like that, you know what I call it? I call it being orbited into the fullness of God. You live in that new dimension, orbited. This is bigger than SpaceX or circling around the globe, baby. This is a universal power that lives in your body. And the reason this thing passes knowledge is because, you know, God's love is so big we can't explain it in words that we have in our vocabulary right now. So He has to show you and teach you through visions, feelings, and pictures in your spirit. And I'm telling you, when you have some of these supernatural experiences in your spirit, you can't really talk about them to very many people because you can't articulate. God takes you to places so magnificent in these times of biblical meditation. You cannot describe them to anybody else because we don't have the vocabulary. Sorry. Am I talking too loud this time? Okay, verse 20. Now unto him who is able to do what, my class? Exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, not by your flesh, but by that fourth dimension. You've become naturally supernatural. To live supernaturally becomes the natural way of living for you. It's not a struggle. It's not a strain. You've broken through that fourth wall, and living supernaturally becomes the natural way of life. That's Watchman Nee. You should read some of his books. And what it's saying here is God can do more than we can imagine. Why? So we can walk around and say, oh, Peg, look at how cool you are. You did a miracle. No. People say, thank you for healing me, and I say, you're welcome, but the healing came through Jesus. I always let people know, it ain't me. I'm not the healer. Jesus is the healer. Now unto him, verse 21, be glory in the church by Christ Jesus. How long, people? Throughout all ages, world without it. This is world without end, amen. This is just training wheels for paradise. Training wheels for paradise. And we're going to go around falling down at Jesus' feet, throwing crowns at the throne. We're going to be loving one another in ways we can't imagine. We're going to have God all in all. And that's the payoff, is bringing glory to God through His Son, Jesus Christ. So who are we talking about? Now unto God, who is able to do. God has done and taken me places I've never even dreamed were available for me to do in this lifetime. And He'll do it for everybody in here. And thank God I had the good sense to listen and obey so He could take me to those places. How? According to His power that works in us. Why? So that every single time we do a miracle like Michelle was sharing, God gets the glory, like Mark was sharing when he went and got those demons cast out. So this goes right along with Michelle. God is light. God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Can anybody in here stare at the sun without burning their retina?
No.
Anybody?
No.
Neither can I. Even an eclipse, you think, well, it's just a little bit. That'll make you go what?
Blind.
Yes, you can't stare at God. Mm-hmm. So you can't stare at God. You can't stare at the sun, but you can see the reflection, the refraction of his spirit coming through each and every one of us, because every one of us shines differently for God. People tell me, oh, well, if I believe in Jesus, I'll just be a robot. Nothing is going to bring out your personal uniqueness like loving God. Nothing.
Amen.
And like Michelle was showing the gym, I love prisms. I did a science project on this. I showed how you can take black and white, put it on a mixer, change the speeds, and when you change the speeds, you change the colors. Mm-hmm. Out of black and white, you can make every color in the rainbow. It's how the black intersects the white. The white intersects the black. Look, God is all white. He's all love. He's all light. He's all radiant. And that's, you know, such a simple example of how unique God has something in his plan. It's like a map or a big jigsaw puzzle. And you have your specific piece that goes right in the middle. You are so important. Your piece is right in the middle. You can't finish his plan without your piece of the puzzle. And this, we rejoice in that we're all different. God, if y'all were all like me, I wouldn't come to the conference. I've got so much energy in me, sometimes I make myself crazy. So go to the next slide, please, Sue. And like, one, is there one before that with a heart? Yep. Like Michelle again was talking about, see, that's the Spirit of God. Where's it coming? Is it coming through your mind?
No.
Where's it coming?
Heart.
Your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You have two. Did you know you have two minds in your body? They have scientifically proven, according to Dr. Caroline Leaf, who's a born-again Christian and teaches all kind of good things about the mind, your heart has a ganglia on top that is a second brain. And that's what a lot of people call intuition, or it's just a feeling I had. And you know what? You know what they say when it was a feeling I had? They always tend to point right here, mm-hmm. right here around the heart and the solar plexus. But scientifically, because Mark thinks I'm all right brain. There's a left brain part of me too. I'm right in the middle. But there's this brain over your heart. That's where the spirit talks to you in vision, in words, in feelings. Not here. Where? Everybody point to it. Here. So this is exactly what Michelle was sharing with us this morning. That we're all, that faith works by love, and it all comes through our heart, that ganglia in our heart. And I just want to read Ephesians 3:10, to the intent. Why? Why does God give us all this in our heart? That unto principalities and powers and heavenly places, I'm wrapping up here, they might know by the church the manifold. And when you look that up in the Greek, it's the word variegated, like a variegated. Anybody ever seen a tin roof? Variegated roof. Mm-hmm. See, that's how different we are. We need every sound in the wavelength. We need every string on the 12 string to do God's will. That by the church might be known the manifold wisdom of God according to his eternal purpose, which he purposed way back before he created the universe in Jesus Christ our Lord. He knew every one of us would be sitting here on Amelia Island today.
Mm-hmm.
He's with us. He's in us. Now the next one. Ephesians 5:1 tells us to be imitators of God as dear children, walking in what?
Love.
Walking in love. And when we do that, what's it going to bring, folks? Everybody say the word loud.
Revival.
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 Revival. Be the revival in your hometown. Be the revival in your community. You know, Billy Graham, one man, brought millions to Christ. Bless his heart. God bless you, Billy. But the point is, God's love can be given to start revival by loving your children and being tender with them. It can be by, it can, you can bring revival by praying over your food in the kitchen. You can be bring revival by healing the sick, raising the dead. You can be revival by taking your neighbor's trash can to the curb because they just see something in you they don't see in the other neighbors. See, we used to see that in the 50s. We don't see that much anymore. First thing I did when I moved here, my neighbor was 91. I knocked on her door and said, I'm going to take your trash can out for you every day and bring it back. You don't even have to ask. And she said, come on in, have something to drink. So, Matthew 5:16 happens to be the theme verse of Light of Christ ministry. Let. You got it in you. You can't let something you don't have. Let. I can't let my dog out unless I have it. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify who?
Your Father.
Your Father who's in heaven, and there are a billion ways to shine for Him. Mm-hmm. I can honestly say I don't think I've gone through a day in the last 49 years I haven't seen a miracle. Not one. Because I look for them. Mm-hmm. I see them when they happen, when they look like just happenstance. But they're not. They're the hand of God. So they will know we are Christians. How? Everybody here able to, anybody in here not able to love? Thank you. Anybody in here able to love like Jesus? Does anybody in here want to love like Jesus? Does anybody in here like me know I can increase my love for Jesus? That I can do more for Jesus? And that He will appreciate my appreciation? And that's a form of worship, because we are born to be world changers. We are not born to be conformed to the world. We're born, we talk about this Sunday, we're going to born to be transformed by the renewing of our mind to prove God's will. Show God like a big old billboard to everybody who sees us. So I'm going to have a word of prayer. We're going to have one more song. I'm going to release you to your groups. But Heavenly Father, I don't have the power within me to change anybody's heart in here. All I have is the power to try to be faithful, to be faithful, and to speak what I believe You're putting in my heart. So I ask You, God, for any word that needs to be heard in a particular individual, that whatever that nugget is, You take it and You just expand it in their heart. Everybody can't remember everything that was said here this weekend, but God, those things that will help them love You more, love themselves more, love them, their neighbor more, I ask You, God, to take those words, whoever spoke them, and magnify them in their heart in the name of Jesus Christ. And let's just all stand. Dan, you can turn it off.